This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Guess what day it is? Trump Day!
I always like to begin the show setting off leftists. They're easy to set off because they got brains the size of a mustard seed. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. It's Trump Day every day in America for the last 3 years. The next 5 years, it will be Trump Day! But it's also Chump Day for the Democrats because they are nothing but a bunch of chumps. And they've been found out, they've been discovered, and they hate that. I mean, think about when somebody's been putting on a false front for you for a long time, like they're like, oh, man, you know, Kev, this, that, and the other, and here's my, this is who I am, and I am this way, and this, that, and the other. And then you find out, no, they're not. It's like finding out that your accountant is an embezzler. And you're like, you know, he's like, oh, you know, Kevin, we really take pride in how we deal with your funds, and we're going to take care of your money as if it were our own. And they weren't kidding. They're going to take care of your money as if it was their own, because that's what they do. They think of your money as theirs. They are rotten accountants embezzling from you. And when they're not embezzling your money, they're embezzling your soul. When they're not embezzling your soul, they're trying to embezzle the souls of your children. They want every part of you. And they're willing to go to whatever means necessary to get it. Let me ask you this. Do you know of any leftist who is afraid to espouse their political ideology at school, at work, in public, whatever? Answer that question. Now, do you know of any Republican, any conservative, who won't say certain things in certain parties or in certain company? They won't say it at the job. They're afraid of exposing themselves in any way. They won't put on bumper stickers on their cars for fear of retribution, etc. Do you know any conservatives of that way, or Republicans? Do you know anybody who supported Obama who was afraid to tell you, who was afraid it would cost them their job or whatever if they would get reprimanded, like these cheerleaders that held a Trump sign up at a school and got reprimanded, or the kids that wear the Trump shirt to school that get sent home or expelled? You ever heard of anything like that with Obama? Anybody afraid to do that? The answer is no. And see, that's the way it should be. It should be that way for everybody, but it's not. If you know of somebody who says to you, yeah, you know, I voted for Obama or whatever, maybe it's a friend. Did you go, oh my gosh, I can't be your friend? How many people do you know told somebody, I support Trump, whatever, can't say anything about it, or lose their friend? I have so many people that tell me, Kevin, I don't put my politics on my Facebook page. I don't let people know I support Trump on my Facebook page. I don't tweet about Trump. I don't put nothing about Trump. And I'm going, really? So you think you live in America where you won't say it, you won't put anything on your pages or whatever, and you're free, right? You think you're free. You're like me. You're a free-range Negro. You are not a free person. You are a plantation American if you can't do any of that, because that's your mentality. Plantation American. How bad? Well, we got a lot to talk about. Red flags. Lewandowski. Yeah, I want to talk about Lewandowski. There was a segment where a guy named Steve Cortez, he's talking about Cuomo tries to browbeat him about how Trump is anti-Hispanic or whatever. This dude gave a brilliant interview. Other than I wouldn't have been as cordial, but he gave a brilliant interview. Joe Biden showing his age yet again, talking about 720 million women he would put back to work. Well, I don't know where he's going to find all these women, because that's a lot of women. 720 million women, maybe in China. Maybe you can find them in China, where they have 1.5 billion people. But in America, where we have 330 plus million people, I don't think Joe's going to put 720 million people back, women back to work. What did he mean? Did he mean 72 million? Are there that many women out of work? Or you think he meant 72,000? You think he meant 1,000? It's a big gap between 1,000 and million. Your brain doesn't even make that. You know, I can see him saying, we're going to put 720 gazillion, 720 illion, 720 gazillion, 720 lillions. Yeah, but 720 million versus 1,000? If it's 720,000, your brain doesn't even reflect. There's no connection between million and 1,000. Unless you got dementia. Oh, did he go there? Yeah, Kevin went there. He went there. Oh, man. What else we got to talk about? Miami's going to be gone a few years. The strategic editor of Facebook. Let's just play that clip. It's pretty short. That person says, the New York Times, strategic editor of the New York Times, says he's not going to report the news fairly. He's being even sarcastic about it. Here it is.
My voice is on every, imprints on every video we do.
Cool.
So I like that.
Dudik says his role at the Times comes with editorial responsibility. Yet he admits to having no interest in putting his political biases aside.
And you're going to be helping with the Times, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
I will be objective.
Yeah.
So I'm there. I will be objective.
Yeah.
So I'm there.
So he was being sarcastic when he was saying he would be objective. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something, folks. The days of objectivity in news and reporting and journalism, they're gone. And I'm going to tell you something. I think they're gone for good. And I don't know that I'm mad about that. I think that I want to know what I get its opinion. There's a group of people that just want news. I decry the idea that we don't just get news. Unadulterated, here it is, this is the way this happened, okay? But I think the days of not having a bias on it is wrong. But the bias should be towards truth. It should be towards truth. We don't have that anymore. And that's why we're struggling with so many of these, you know, these issues that are coming. I mean, I'm saying we as a nation are struggling with this because you don't know who to believe. Let me tell you who to believe. Let me tell you who to trust. Because there exists people out there you can't trust. And you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I want you to know that I know definitively where you can find the most trustworthy source for all the information that's floating around out there. And because you're listening to the program, I want to give you the answer to this. Yeah. You're waiting. Oh, they're waiting? You think they're waiting to hear? Yeah, because there are news sources out there that really do take pride in what they report. And I'm not talking about WikiLeaks, because he's not a news source. He's a whistleblower. I'm talking about a source that you can depend on constantly. And I'm going to do it after the break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I was ended last segment telling you I'm going to give you the definitive answer on who do you trust in news and your news sources, because I know who they are. That's what I study. This is my career. This is not conjecture, okay? I'm about to give you the answer to that question. I kept you hanging on through the commercial break because it's called a cliffhanger. It's like the little, you know, when you got something in your nose, we'll look at you and go, hey, you got a cliffhanger. Okay, who can you trust? You ready? You. Trust yourself. See, you have been formed. You were forged from truth. You know, God gave you all the innate abilities to weed through this stuff. Doesn't mean you can't be fooled. Don't misunderstand me. But if you do it right, if you exercise all the reasoning, all the qualities that God put into you that gives you the ability to discern the truth from the lie, you'll be fine. And the problem is, Democrats have destroyed that in themselves. They no longer carry that gene. They no longer carry any objectivity. They don't even care. It's all about dogma. And that's the difference. But you are very different. Anyway, I want to get into this Corey Lewandowski stuff. Yeah, because Corey Lewandowski was called to testify before Congress, and it was a scam. It was a sham. It never should have been done. Just Democrat shenanigans and a desperate move by Democrats, because what else do they have? Look, I sound like a broken record. You've been asking yourself, you ask each other when you're talking to your homeboys and your bros and your sisters and whatever else. What do they have? They have nothing. That's what they have. So they reach for straws. And I have to tell you, Corey Lewandowski did a great job. He held his own. Now, I'm going to give you a summary, let you hear what he said at the very end, because I think it was probably one of the things that the Democrats hate the guy out. It's one of those sound bites that do all the other stuff, the muck and the mire of what they were trying to do. This is what actually people sort of resonated on, and they didn't want you to hear this.
We're afraid that some of this record will be obscured today, so let me just, these will just be quick rapid fire. Do you agree there is no evidence the president intended to obstruct justice?
I do.
Do you agree that the president has been harassed politically since the day he took office?
Yes, I do.
Do you agree that the president's supporters have received vastly different treatment than the supporters of Hillary Clinton?
Unequivocally.
You've called this a witch hunt, and I wonder if you'd like to elaborate on that any further.
I think that this fake Russia collusion narrative is the greatest crime committed against the American people in our generation, if not ever. This is a president who was duly elected by the American people, and members of certain bodies refused to accept those election results. If this were done by a different president to a different party, the same way it was done to Donald Trump, that person would already be thrown out of office and people would be in jail. But when you support Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, is a different set of rules. I think the American people find it very unfair, and there's been no accountability at the highest levels of the government for the Pfizer abuse applications which transpired, the spying on Americans clearly in violation of the Fourth Amendment, or the lives that were ruined because they simply wanted to support a candidate for president of the United States, and I think it's shameful.
It is shameful. The problem is Democrats don't have the shame in their DNA. They don't care. Different set of rules for Obama and the Clintons. So he did a great job of that was kind of the summary. Now, from what I was told, I didn't see any of it. I only saw clips. I heard he testified for 7 hours, and he called all kinds of stuff. I was listening to my congressman Andy Biggs talk about him, and he was saying he'd been called cat gut fish, whatever, all kinds of names. He goes, what do you feel about this? Whatever. Here was Sheila Jackson Lee ranting to Lewandowski and his what he did. Again, great job, Corey.
He called the attorney general to recuse himself from the special counsel's investigation. Sessions said no. His White House counsel said there should be no contact with Sessions because of his recusal. So what does the president do? He calls you in to do what everyone else wouldn't do. He called you in to do his dirty work in secret because he knew it was wrong. Well, we will expose the truth. The president can hide behind you any longer. And you should be here to be telling the truth.
The time of the gentlelady has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I don't believe there was a question, Congressman.
Very well.
Yes, there was.
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
I'd be happy to repeat the question.
Just a rant.
Just a rant. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson here. Corey Lewandowski's right. It was just a rant. Sheila Jackson, look, it's funny. You watch some of these people, and all they want to do is get that moment. You know what I'm saying? They want that moment. Sheila Jackson Lee has presided in Houston, Texas, in the district where she is, for decades. And nothing has happened good for black folks. Nothing has happened good for Houston, Texas. And she knows it. She knows Donald Trump is the best president for black folks in history. And she sits there trying to pretend she wants him impeached. Before I even go back to Lewandowski, because we'll talk one more segment about this, because we have a couple more clips. But I will tell you this. I said it before and I'm going to say it again. The Democrats will not vote to impeach Donald Trump. Now, they're going through these orchestrations, and, you know, they're splitting hairs. Nadler, and I played a clip the other day where he was like, are you impeaching or not impeaching? What are we doing here? Because it's a charade. Why do you need Lewandowski? If you have all the information you have that you want to impeach, why don't you impeach? That's what I keep coming back to. Because people are asking me, Kevin, what do you think of impeach? First of all, it'll never pass the Senate. And what the Democrats are hoping for, just to put it bluntly, is the same thing they were hoping for in 2018, that they would eventually control the Senate, and that was going to be the, you know, then they could do whatever they want. Now they could go vote to impeach. They know the Senate would pass impeachment, whatever, which they still wouldn't. But let's just say that that's what they're hoping for. That strategy is dead. It's completely dead. What the Democrats are doing with impeachment, and they screwed the pooch, they're hoping that this can influence the election in such a way that if they were to win the Senate, they would eventually be able to impeach the president. The problem is they got too many other things that are going to come up that are going to make expose what they're doing here. Not that you don't know already. Who was it? Al Green, Representative Al Green, said the only way we can defeat Trump is if we can impeach him. Now, they're trying to impugn him, and everything they're doing is backfiring. And what, from the Mueller testimony, how far do you want me to go back? Mueller testimony was going to do him in, right? Cohen stuff was going to do him in. Now they're bringing in Lewandowski. Now the people that the president says can't show up, oh, he doesn't want the word to get out. Corey Lewandowski went there. He embarrassed these leftists. He embarrassed Nadler. Embarrassed them. Look, don't believe me. Go look at what even MSNBC and others said about this 7-hour farce where Corey Lewandowski, to his credit, just made him look stupid. Oh, well, he actually admitted that Donald Trump did such and such. And, I mean, that's what they're trying to claim. They will put spin on anything in order to think that America's going to fall for it. Anyway, we come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then I'm done.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, the Paranormal Radio app. Free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Inspector General is telling the House Intelligence Committee how he handled a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. He calls it credible and urgent, but won't release the details. The complaint comes from a phone call President Trump had with the foreign leader. President Trump has called this fake news and says that he knows people listen to those calls and isn't dumb enough to say something inappropriate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump is taking a deliberate approach to possible gun legislation.
I see President Trump gathering all the information to actually find something that will solve the problem, just as he did when he removed the bump stock.
Speaking at the Capitol on Thursday, the California Republican says President Trump is talking to a lot of people and evaluating what will work to reduce gun violence. And a third photo of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wearing brown face is out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to put a slide up, and it's the words that President Trump dictated to you on July 19. Can you read what you wrote down?
I'm happy to have you read it, Congressman.
Well, why don't you want to read it, Mr. Lewandowski?
I think you should afford me the same privilege you afforded Director Mueller.
Would you like to read it?
No, you're welcome to read it.
Are you ashamed of the words that you wrote down?
President Swalwell, I'm very happy of what I've written, but you're welcome to read it if you'd like.
Are you ashamed to read it out loud?
I'm not ashamed of anything in my life, Congressman, are you?
Then why don't you read the words?
Congressman, I've asked and answered your question.
Why won't you read the words aloud?
I've asked and answered your question, Congressman. If you'd like to read the words, you're welcome to.
Well, you were ashamed to read them out loud, and you didn't deliver those words to the person the president asked you to. Did you have a consciousness of guilt?
I have nothing to be guilty of, Congressman. Thank you.
You still feel guilty today, and that's why you can't read it out loud?
Congressman, you're welcome to read the words if you'd like.
Well, I just wonder why you can't.
I have the capacity to, Congressman. I'll give you the privilege.
You said the president did nothing wrong. Why can't you read those words right now? Why can't you read them aloud?
Congressman, tell me why you hold me to a different standard than previous witnesses who sat here.
I listen to that clip, and I think about Swalwell. Are you ashamed to read it? Are you going to read it? Why don't you just read it? That was so funny. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That may have been the funniest clip. Are you going to read? I'm not going to read. You know, and Lewandowski's so cool about it because he's like, no, why don't you read it? Because I don't have any. I mean, I'm inside of his head, and he's saying, effectively saying things like, well, why do I have to read it? You can read. Read for yourself. But. And part of me is like, well, what is Swalwell trying to do? What is it that he thinks getting Lewandowski to read his words are going to do? Well, think about it. He wanted to transfer ownership. Now, you could argue, Kevin, Lewandowski owned the words. No, he didn't. Whatever was written there, it was a fight for ownership. I want you to understand what was going on. We do this in sales. It's a fight for ownership. And Lewandowski's saying, no, you're not going to make me own a statement that you want me to say because it's taken out of context. So in other words, if somebody said to me, Kevin, write this down. I helped the president I sent a note to Jeff Sessions and, I want you to take this note to Jeff Sessions, whatever. And I go, okay, I wrote it down. I don't own it. It doesn't. It means nothing. It could completely be out of context. Maybe who knows why it was written. But the minute if Korendowski reads it, he owns it. I want you to understand the psychology of what was going on here. The Democrats orchestrated this. It was one of these things where if we can get him to say this, that'll be the thing we run with media for a long time. To Lewandowski's credit, he recognized it. He's like, uh-uh. I'll give you a quick story that sort of relates. My older brother, Larry, he was going through, he's my cousin, actually, but he's like a brother. And he was going through security, and his stepfather had given him a knife, a switchblade that he had brought back from Vietnam. And so he literally was leaving the house. He said, hey, Larry, he goes, here, take this. He goes, I got this for you. And he gave it to him. And Larry put it in his pocket, and he's headed to the airport. He's headed back to college. He's like 20 years old. Goes through security, beep. And he goes, he takes everything out of his pocket, and there's that switchblade. And he was like, oh, shoot. So they grab him. They detain him. And they start asking him questions, you know. And they're being rough with him. And he's like, he goes, hey, man, my stepfather gave me that as I left the house. And he goes, I completely forgot. He's telling the story, and he's telling the truth. And they don't believe him. Oh, I mean, I don't know what they believe. But suddenly he goes, a couple guys disappeared. They came back, and they put a bag of dope, marijuana, and they pushed it in front of his face, and they said, we found this in your bag, like that. And he immediately went, oh, and he put his hands behind his back. He rolled his hands into a fist and put them behind his back as if he was going to get arrested. And he just started shaking his hand. He says, you didn't get that out of my bag. Now, let me tell you what they were doing. They wanted him to grab the bag. If he touched that bag, my brother is in prison. But he was smart enough to recognize what was going on. And as soon as he saw it, he put his hands behind his back and he said, that didn't come out of my bag, because he knew there'd be no prints on it. There's no way for you to tie that bag of dope to me, and it wasn't his dope to begin with. They were setting him up. Democrats were trying to set up Lewandowski, and he didn't fall for it. And I will give him credit that he didn't do what we know in sales is transfer of ownership. He's saying, no, you read the statement. I'm going to make you read everything to me that you want to say I said or did. And as Andy Biggs, my congressman, said, he goes, you were questioned by FBI, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. There was nothing about what you said or did that's tied to any of this stuff. You're all throughout the Mueller report. Nothing is tying you to any of this nonsense or the president. And so, Andy, I didn't get that clip. Because, I know you guys wanted me to have it, but I didn't feel like it was necessary. I know now I'm talking about it, so what? Get over yourselves. Anyway, Fox News commented about Lewandowski, and here's their clip.
Democrats holding their impeachment proceeding against President Trump, and it went off the rails quickly. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski sparring today with Democrats in charge of the House Judiciary Committee as the panel continues to try to pursue obstruction of justice allegations against President Trump. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Harris reports about a very fiery day on Capitol Hill. Good evening, Catherine.
Thank you, Brennan. Good evening. We're now 5 hours into this congressional testimony. Republicans call it political theater, while Democrats are calling out the White House for blocking witnesses.
The White House is advancing a new and dangerous theory, the crony privilege. It makes absolute immunity look good by comparison. Where are the limits? This is a cover-up, plain and simple.
This hearing, which is now, as you said, under the new rules.
I've never seen a majority so amazed with packaging in all my life. You know why? Because they can't sell what's inside. They can't sell the product.
Two former White House aides, Rob Porter and Rick Dearborn, were directed by the White House not to testify, deciding constitutional immunity, which they argue protects communications with the president, leaving former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski to take the heat from Democrats over allegations documented in the special counsel report that President Trump asked him to go to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions to curtail the special counsel investigation.
I never delivered the message.
Yeah, you chickened out.
I went on vacation.
You went on vacation. And so you put the message in the safe, in your safe, in your home for safekeeping, correct? Before you went on vacation.
I took my kids to the beach, Congressman. That was more of a priority.
Did you tell Mr. Dearborn to tell Sessions that he would be fired if he didn't take this meeting as the president directed?
Congressman, the White House has directed and I have disclosed the substance of any discussion with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality.
In a tweet, the president praised Lewandowski for pushing back against the obstruction and Russia allegations. During a break, Lewandowski tweeted his website for a potential 2020 Senate bid.
I think that this fake Russia collusion narrative is the greatest crime committed against the American people in our generation, if not ever. This is a president who was duly elected by the American people, and members of certain bodies refuse to accept those election results.
Thank you. House Republicans said Democrats should have called to testify Inspector General Horowitz, but his recent findings that the former FBI Director James Comey violated FBI policies and was also a leaker, Brett.
All for show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Show. And the sad news is, it's backfiring. Now, you can say, Kevin, how do you know that? And I would just say to you, quite frankly and very succinctly, it's because I'm brilliant. No, it's not that. Even though I am brilliant. Just turns out that the facts are right in front of your face, and I've already discussed them. See, you don't measure by what's going on in D.C. You measure people by their pocketbooks. You measure by their enthusiasm for stuff, their passion. So I'll ask you, if Donald Trump is outraising, the DNC and the RNC have outraised all Democrat candidates combined, what does that tell you? Where does the passion lie? If Donald Trump can have 45,000 people in the state of New Mexico with, what are the numbers, 48% women, 40% Hispanics, and 31% Democrats coming there, what does it tell you? Donald Trump is going to drive more black folks to the polls to vote for him than any time in modern history. That's where we are. Now, you can look at the dog and pony shows and say, oh, I'm worried, are they going to impeach him? No, they're not. And there's a very simple reason as to why they can't. Now, there's a complicated reason, which is Donald Trump's going to declassify a bunch of stuff and prove that they're liars and that it's been a witch hunt. But it's less complicated when you just apply common sense and understand that the public does not want to see President Trump impeached. And the poll numbers say that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
We've got kind of a hodgepodge of odd clips, and some of them are more recent than others. So let's just play a few of these. This is show you how off the rails some of these Democrats are. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's the first one, and it's Joe Biden talking about women getting back into the job force. Now, what cracks me up about this is Donald Trump has more women in the job force than at any time in history, and Joe Biden's talking about he can get more because the Democrats can always deliver more, right?
You get a tax break for race. In God's name, couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. It would increase the GDP, to sound like a wonk here, by about 0.8%. It would grow the economy.
First, let me tell you what he said was, if you can give a tax break, get a tax break for having a racehorse, you should be able to get a tax break for essentially child care or having kids. So it's the responsibility of the nation when somebody decides to, a woman has a kid and she wants to go back to work. But it's only the woman's responsibility is whether or not she wants to have the kid. I just want you to think about the logic of that. It's my body. I can do what I want. Okay, so you decide to kill the baby and it's okay. If you have the baby, it's our responsibility. So whether you pay for your abortion or we pay for you to go back to work, it's our responsibility. It's not a choice you make. I'm struggling with that one. Number one, I'm going to get to Joe Biden's numbers in a bit here. The other side of this that I find interesting is what Joe Biden doesn't seem to realize is there are a lot of other people out there fighting for women. Kamala Harris fights for women. Gillibrand, she's gone. She fought for women. Warren made a comment the other day in front of New Yorkers that it's not because I'm here because of these statues or these, you know, arches or whatever. I guess she was in front of a bridge or something. But she was saying, you know, I'm here and I'm not even here because of some man. I'm here because of you. Talking about women. In other words, the women on the left, they say, we're just talking about women. We don't care about men. It's all about women. And Joe Biden, I guess he's pandering. He's saying, look, if we give you more child care, you can come out and do this or that. And blah, blah. So he's saying it's a bribe. I mean, it really is. It's a bribe to women. If you give up being a mother and you want to get into the workforce, we'll cover it for you. Trickeration, the ruse. These people love it. And here's why I wanted to segue into this. They love luring black people into stuff. And they're very good at it. And whether you're talking about Jeffrey Epstein or you're talking about Harvey Weinstein or you're talking about a new Democrat scandal, a guy by the name of Ed Buck, Democrats lure you in. They lure themselves in. It's all about money, power, and with that comes everything you want. It's like when I in the movie 300. They lured this guy with riches, and the oracles gave him access to the most beautiful women. The guy that betrayed the Spartans, they put him with a concubine. They're going to find the thing that you're indulging in, and they're going to feed it. The Democrats don't want to help you overcome your issue with drugs or gambling or womanizing or whatever. They want to feed it. That's how they get you. So Biden says to all these non-working women, oh, you can get back in the workforce. You don't need to spend any time with those children. Let me feed the thing that you need, I guess. Let's feed your need for self-importance or whatever. Most important job I think a woman can do is be a great mom. Some women can do it and work, conservative women, and some women can do it by just saying, I'm going to focus on my kids, mostly conservative women as well. Because Democratic women, just as far as I'm concerned, they're in a whole class of themselves, and I'm not talking about one that you need to elevate. But I want to segue back into, what is it that's the indulgence and who the Democrats hang out with? And I named a few scoundrels. How many Democrat strong politicos in the Democratic Party have pictures with Harvey Weinstein? Anybody want to take a bet? Harvey Weinstein has pictures with the Obamas, the Clintons. I mean, powerful people. Probably every governor of California. I guarantee you, he's in pictures with all the senators, most of the congressmen. They want to be with Harvey Weinstein. You want to know why? Because Harvey gave them access to the good life, the rich life, power. And then the ones that indulge, the ones that like being on Epstein's jet, trust me, Harvey's got black book on these dudes. And the reason why he stayed close to those folks is they always, leftists love to talk about the relationship between capitalists and big government. They don't want to tell you the relationship between theirs, the Hollywood, for example, and big government. You don't ever hear anybody talk about big Hollywood, where these guys are enticed to come over and hobnob with the stars like Beyonce and Jay-Z and all these other leftist clowns, Clooney and others, right? They come and hobnob with them, and at the end of the day, they participate. Epstein has more black book on more people, and I'm not talking about just Americans. He's got black book internationally. That's why that dude knew to bite down on the cyanide pill or whatever he did. Right? Whatever, however he, finger quotes, committed suicide. Okay? Yeah. This is what Democrats are all about. And now we got another one. Prominent Democratic donor, LGBTQ political activist Ed Buck, arrested, charged with operating a drug house, with prosecutors calling him a violent sexual predator who preys on men struggling with addiction and homelessness. Now, Democrats want to help people with what? Their problems, right? They want to, oh, there's an opioid crisis and there's a homelessness problem that they exacerbate, that they feed into. Democrats have created the homeless problem that is occurring all over California, right? And they want to fix it. Well, Ed Buck was helping. Ed Buck knows every powerful Democrat in the country. Over the past decades, not one or two, he knows them all. He's fundraised for them. He was charged with one count of battery causing serious injury, administering methamphetamine, and maintaining a drug house, according to L.A. County District Attorney's Office. He's accused of injecting a 37-year-old man who overdosed but survived with methamphetamine on, hey, how about this day, September the 11th. The latest incident comes after, now, I just want you to understand before I say the rest of this sentence that this is not Ed's first time, okay? The latest incident comes after two men were found dead in his Laurel Avenue apartment in West Hollywood. In both cases, here we go, pay attention people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I'm about to get racial on you. In both cases, African-American men, Jamel Moore, 26, Timothy Dean, 55, had overdosed on meth inside of his apartment. After the first death in 2017, authorities said there were insufficient evidence to file charges. With this new evidence, I authorized the filing of charges against Ed Buck. Now, I want you to understand this. Black folks in L.A. knew about Ed Buck. The first time he killed the first dude, the second time he killed the second dude. I want you to think of this in a different way. Let me explain this in a way that maybe you will understand it. If Ed Buck had been a cop, a white cop, and he shot Jamel Moore or Timothy Dean, you might know their names. You might know who these people are. But instead, you had a powerful, rich, white, Democrat operative fundraiser who killed two black men. Let's all direct this orchestra together. He killed two black men in his apartment by giving them drug overdoses and wanting to have sex with them, and nobody says a word. Yeah. See, that's the opera here. What do you think about Weinstein? What do you think about Epstein? What do you think about Pizzagate and all the pedophile stuff that's going on? And all the, do you think that all the stuff that Weinstein's doing in Hollywood has ended? Do you think that they stopped with the pedophile rings? Donald Trump is breaking up more pedophile rings than Barack Obama ever thought about breaking up. And you want to know who leads all this stuff? Leftists. People who say they're helping the kids. They're helping the blacks. We need to get drugs off the street. We need to solve this homeless problem. And you know who all the problems of the world they blame on? Because none of these problems existed until two magical little words came along. You've heard it before. Donald Trump. And you caused it. You are the creators of this. And that is why they have disdain for you. Because you point out the problems that they have. You point out who they are.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.